was thinking.
Deliberating, I guess.
Yeah. Not a problem. It's inevitable to occur. They have to move as Democrats. The Democrats are in trouble. They're trying to give us a little shot. And also, long short is a pretty good excuse for the rise of cost of living. But I think that on this,
he'll come back when it's good for him to come back.
He won't come back now.
But that's the only way.
I think he's overestimating his full punch and power in the country. They've organized labor is greatly more political in terms of public confidence, lower than government.
Yeah, we can agree. That's according to everything I
think. And they're full of businessmen. One thing you might get from me is the further dictum I have sent over.
The extra memo, the thing he sent out after the Swan decision?
Yeah.
All right.
If you might have to go to somebody for a little flash, you know, points so that the
banner part is made.
The court should not record that. The court should not require those cases. You probably haven't had a chance to read most of this stuff.
I saw, I would guess, 10 questions that he sent over last night.
Let me ask you about busing.
Right.
Suppose they asked the correct question. Suppose the constitutional amendment fails and all that sort of thing. What is the answer to that? What I meant is that this legislative approach fails.
Say, there really remains only one alternative.
That's the solution to this problem. That's what it
happened. Yeah.
Second point, what do you think we should say about one question is planning. What do you say planning?
I think you can say that Mr. Planning has made a full disclosure.
Has he?
Yes.
He made a statement.
No, but he's been in contact with members of the committee. I'll double check this, but I think you say it's our intention that he make a full disclosure, and he's always been available, and he always will be available for that purpose. There's no secrecy involving his participation.
So you have a short thing for
sure
for me. Sure, to answer the planning part.
All right,
the only one that I really can't answer.
Sure.
Abortion. Yeah. I have always taken the position I'm opposed to abortion.
Right.
You know, is it all right to do that? What are you before the death?
Now, Buchanan's answer was too Catholic doctrine.
I thought I would simply say I regard the population control as recommendations that I do not agree with and cannot support the recommendation for legalized abortion. As far as the other recommendations are concerned, I'm the study of the right and everything is great.
Now, if there's one hooker in that, and that is the fact that the Washington, D.C. City Council has approved abortion.
Well, they should.
And they may play that off on you. Now, Cardinal O'Boyle has been bombarding you with letters about
it. What do you say?
And you can say, well, of course, you've got a local situation here.
Yeah.
And our position has been that as a federal matter,
but don't we say that each state has the right to do it? But don't we say that we have a responsibility for the District of Columbia?
Well, we do, except that in this area, the city council is competent to legislate.
The competent has competent to legislate. When it does, it cannot...
It's questionable.
How about the crime, then? Why do we say that we have responsibility for crime?
Well, because we do. They're not competent to legislate on that.
I'll just say that I disagree with the city council's position that each state has the right.
All right. Now, I think you could just leave it at that. You could simply say, if they raise DC, just say, I disagree with the city council. Period.
Good. Marijuana.
Yep.
To follow up on that, not sure if you would be all right for weekends. Ziegler's advice is not good. He wants to say, well, we're going to have to record. I don't think that we can. I'll just be a tell my dispensing a phone call. I'll be right on. But I can't let it lay. Here's what I had in mind. I think I said that I have received a report. My position, however, remains unchanged. I oppose the legalization of marijuana, and that includes the possession and use as well as the sale. I don't believe that you can have an activity that is half legal and half illegal.
Good.
Something like that.
Yes, sir.
Half legal and half illegal. And I'm going to say that the year, as far as I'm, and I know this point of view is not shared somewhere, but as far as the administration is concerned, that year of permissiveness is over in law enforcement.
Not what it really is.
Permissiveness.
I wouldn't apologize for it. I wouldn't admit that anybody disagrees with it.
All right, fine. And then I'll study the other recommendations on that.
Sure.
The Social Security, you can recommend we not fit that now. But I'm inclined to think what I would say there, and I used to simply say, well, I noted the recommendation 20%. As far as our position has been stated in favor of 5% plus cost of living, the matter is still before the Congress. I will state again, and I will say over that, I cannot support any Social Security increase which requires an increase in taxes, or which is a result of its effect on exceeding the full employment budget, would result in an increase in prices. Within those guidelines, I will have to consider the legislation when it comes to it. How's that sound?
Good.
That doesn't tie us into 5%.
Well, we've announced, that's right. We've told them that we're opposed to 20%.
Correct. Because it would raise taxes.
It's inflation.
And inflation.
Right.
It does raise taxes too.
Yes, indeed. But payroll taxes is a better way to say it. Now.
Payroll taxes.
But I think leaving yourself a little door is a good idea. Then.
Yeah, that if I will look for the, I can't tell you what, I don't know what the Congress is going to do, because we have to go over 10. But I will not approve, I cannot approve a proposal that requires increased payroll taxes this year.
Yeah. In the first year of its operation.
That requires an increase in payroll taxes in the first year of its operation. Or, which I find to be inflation.
Yeah.
And I'll say that I'm opposed to 20%. I don't know if I say that.
If they ask you flatly and say that doesn't seem to meet those criteria.
That doesn't seem to meet those criteria. Okay. Fine. Okay. But I don't believe in horsing around on things like abortion, marijuana, and the rest. Ziegler said, well, why don't you wait? You had the report on population. I've only had it for 2 weeks. I can't dodge that question.
You'd make up all kinds of questions then about why you changed.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, but why not slap it right now?
Sure.
Get sure. Get your credit, discredit, whatever it is.
Absolutely. Incidentally, Uber was fine.
Just showed me. He cooperated.
Sure. I took it back.
He understood. You tell him
he had problem on it.
Yeah. He told him he just made a bad call.
No, I didn't go into all that. I just said that that mutual advantage thing refers to Anderson. And he said, yeah, I'd do anything to get that son of a bitch. And so it was fine from then on.
And he allowed the girl.
Yeah, the guy's flying in now, and he'd be in at 6 o'clock, and Cooper will have a man there, and everything's fine.
And that gives you a cover for having Peter to go up and look at that gap.
Yeah,
she'll look at the gap.
Right.
Or she'll just
sit. She'll go in with the other guy.
Send them in,
right. Do you have any objection if I convinced on this?
Oh, no. No. I have a comment. It's very good that you can.
Olympic Council doing today?
Okay.
My God, I thought you were going to take the afternoon off and play golf.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to review these little things. Let's see what he's doing. See what they write. I mean, something like tea or coffee or ice cream. Ice coffee would call.
That's a special ice tea.
Yeah, the ice tea would kind of find out what you're doing.
Flavor.
But that's the nature.
Yeah. Fitz would do that, and then Fitz would do that.
Yes, if he wants to.
He wants to.
I think we would want to, we'd be able to consult with him and to talk this over with him and so on. He is expecting.
Maybe we could help him to go on to that or something.
The chairman.
Yeah, as a fiction.
If Woodcock decides to stay on, then we would think 2-5, 2-2. So just exactly what we would recommend, we can't be sure until we know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is the recommendation for where the paperwork should come out. And when I was at that point, to see if somebody wants to hear other views.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Well, now, the main point's when? And how?
Partly we're hung up on what is Woodcock going to do.
But how long you have to wait for him?
Our expectation is that they would, this must be their first order of business, and they would act on it today sometime, but they are having a 3-day executive board meeting. And so it might get strung out somewhat.
We can't, in my view, I don't think it's good to wait. I don't think it's good to leave a vacuum here and a period of uncertainty. I think you have, that's a police department. You got your other views. I don't think you would move tomorrow morning with an announcement. Perhaps John. Whack. That's actually. Or I'll make it. Well, I don't think we ought to fool around. But if others disagree, we think we should wait until we can wait a week. No. I don't think you can leave this thing. It's the uncertainty that I think would be very bad at this point. I think we, after all, everybody knows this was a possibility, and they say, why in the hell didn't we have a contingency plan? Well, we do have a contingency plan. What do you think, John?
No, I think you have to move tomorrow, brother.
And I suppose we have heard Woodcock, we just have to treat the alternative. In fact, to say we're going to have a board, 5 members will stay on. That some of the dedicated, he wants to stay on, and we'll balance him with one business, one member.
And then if Woodcock.
And Woodcock decides that he would like to participate, which we hope he will, we'll balance him with another.
That's the way I handle it.
Board, otherwise we'll have a seven.
That's the way I handle it. I wouldn't horse around and wait for him to Woodcock to make up his mind.
So, I think y'all don't go tomorrow. It has to be that vague, because I think it's still certain enough to where...
Well, it's not so vague. If we say we'll have a board, in fact, I wouldn't say anything about it now. Let him come back in. I just say the board will consist of this, and so forth. If Woodcock comes back, we'll add it to
it. Yeah. Well, it would be a question of Woodcock coming back. He's on.
He's on.
The question is whether he goes off.
But then I should put it right toward him.
Kick him in the ass and thought he was going to
he thinks he was kicked, and how hard are you will I get through with a son of a bitch? He's asking for it. Not going to be any horsing around now. He can't help us. He represents, this AFL-CIO represents one-fifth of the wage earner for this time.
And they can't go all
screw up. I don't care how they go. Happy to report for that.
Well, within the...
Can you keep some of the instruction units from going along with me?
That's one of the interesting things, Mr. Brown.
I was very careful. We were careful in this that statement. We could have said that if you labor with
this. Right. I think that is part of the...
Yeah.
It's virtually a lot of acquisition within the...
Yeah. And then we say something if they... I would think that in the statement that whoever makes, I would like to include it. John, if you would make something, I think the statement should say, well, it's interesting to know construction trades thing and going forward will continue and so forth. If we didn't say that, that's been effective. But that's something that is separate and apart from this. Is that not true?
It has been operating within the framework of the pay board and then continues, but it basically operates as a semi-independent.
Now, it's not per se disturbed at all. It operates as an entity under the pay
board. And I suggest that it's very important that I to get to the construction trades guys. We had such a good, I believe we had a very good meeting on the George W. too, that I think that they ought to get there. I mean, we want to work with them and so forth and so on. We don't want to polarize labor versus this government. And that's really what we're doing. We're going to separate them out. But we cannot allow me to thumb his nose at this government. That's a term I'm going to use when I refer to it. Thumb his nose to this country.
Well, obviously, I'll be prepared to make a statement if you want me to.
Well,
but I really think you are good.
All right.
Just because this gives you another opportunity to describe the ingredient that this country needs the most, and that's what you
should. Right.
Okay. And I just like, frankly, if you don't mind, if you go to...
Oh, I don't mind. No, I'm asking advice. I don't know. It seems to me it has to be either you or me. And the question is, another why would be for you to do it and for me to go on and take a few questions on it. But I could just open right up at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
One of the things that I think
you could
decide without mentioning some of the others is that the program as a whole has tended to become one of formulas and calculations with it and so forth. And it needs a re-injection of the notion that this is important.
We're fighting. We need the help of the American people. We're fighting high prices. We're fighting the rest. Well, what is the feeling about the mission? What do you think, Don?
You should.
Me neither.
You're great.
All right. That's what you think, John?
Yes.
I'll make sure.
If you do it at the start of your press conference, so that means nobody's on TV doing it except Dan Rather. That's sure ain't the way you want to present your case. If you're going to do it, you ought to go out to the press room and do it on television. If you don't want to do that, then I would argue that the secretary ought to make the statement on the TV cameras, and then you take questions at the press room. The other thing you can do is go out in the morning to the press room and make a statement for the cameras, and then separate that from your press room.
Well, don't talk press room. We'll have 800 people in that Oval Office. I can't do that, you see.
Don't announce it.
Huh?
Don't announce it.
I know. I'm going to discuss it.
I can go out at 3 o'clock and make the statement, and then go back to your office, and then Ron can say the president's available in his office for questions.
That way you get the best of both, because I think that...
Have that on TV.
The people want to see you on TV, angry and
right,
and mad and weeping and saying that...
That'll see somebody. It's our barman, not a TV announcer.
Yeah.
In this case, the president can do this not only better than anyone, but it will register very...
How does it come? I don't know how you could. I'm just thinking of going out state office, or I wonder if that's the 11th and 3rd. They'll say, what the hell are you doing that for?
Why not do it tomorrow?
It'll be 11th and 3rd.
Well, I think it's awkward to go out and call them back into your office.
Right at the same time.
Yes.
You could do it though at 11,
but you could do it at 11 and 3.
And then at 3 o'clock, call them in and run answers there.
I mean, they may have a few questions. I
might call
them. I think that makes more sense.
Doesn't look like you can try.
Another thing you could do is to do it at 3. Do the first thing the following day.
Right.
That's the problem. If you confuse the two in the same same press conference, you looked up what they'll use on.
Well, except they only have the one for television. They have to use the president's statement.
On television, right. I understand. But what we're talking about is that they'll also use a lot of audio of the other things they're asking about. I wonder if it doesn't make sense for you to separate it day and time. In other words, you go out at 3 tomorrow. Basically, which doesn't give them a hell of a lot of chance to edit. You know, which you don't want to do. If you get it at 11, they go down and ask all the other guys for comments. In fact, you might even do it at 4. Do it at 4 o'clock tomorrow, make this statement, and whack it, and then walk out. And then I'll call in call them in the following day, Friday. I'll call them and let them ask questions and ask any questions they want. I think that's better. Separate the two stories and let this story